This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From Insights Magazine, Adrian Drayton, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The Imaginarium of Mr. Magorium.
Mm.
Or something like that.
No, Dr. Parnassus.
Dr. Parnassus.
The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
That's the one.
I know, it's very hard to say.
It is.
It's quite a mouthful. It's rated PG. It's out on DVD and Blu-ray. It has been out for a little while. You may or may not know this film as the one that contains Heath Ledger's final performance. Mm. Now, there was a bit of controversy around it when it was made in that he had filmed half of his performance and then untimely passed away during the filming of this. And there was a lot of umming and ahhing about whether or not this would actually ever be released. But the actors Jude Law, Johnny Depp and Colin Farrell came to the fore and actually donated the proceeds of their performance to the production so that the film could be finished and we could actually see his performance. And yeah, it is a really excellent performance. In my opinion, not probably as defining as his Joker from The Dark Knight was, but it is definitely worth seeing. And Terry Gilliam, the director, has cleverly disguised the final performance in a way that makes perfect sense, given the story. The film is about Parnassus's extraordinary gift for inspiring the imagination of those who would dare to step into the Imaginarium. Helped by his travelling theatre troupe, including the witty and charming Tony, who's played by Heath Ledger, Parnassus, who's played by Christopher Plummer, offers audience members the opportunity to experience their wildest dreams once they pass through the magical mirror.
Mm.
Like all good fairy tales, however, Parnassus' gift comes at a horrible price. He's been gambling with the devil, who's played by Tom Waits, and he's come to collect his prize, which is his 16-year-old daughter, Valentina, who's played by newcomer Lily Cole. Now, basically what happens in the film is that a lot of the material that's filmed inside the Imaginarium was all done in front of a green screen in a studio. So all the material outside the Imaginarium was filmed by Heath Ledger. And once he stepped into the Imaginarium, his role is actually played by Johnny Depp, then Jude Law, then Colin Farrell, which serendipitously this actually suits the nature of the role, because once he steps into the Imaginarium, he changes guises. So even though it was unfortunate that he passed away and very sad, they've actually really enhanced the story, in my opinion, in doing it this way, rather than going down the route of doing a digital double, which is what they were thinking of doing, which would have actually just been a bit creepy. So yeah, this is, for me, it isn't Ledger's kind of defining role. As I mentioned before, I think that's probably the Joker. He'll be remembered for that. But it's to Gilliam's credit that he decided to finish and release this intriguing film. And there's a really great introduction by him on the DVD where he does talk with great affection about Ledger, knowing him and his talents as an actor and a person. So yeah, it's a really interesting film worth checking out. Very intriguing, lots of interesting stuff in it. To round out the package on the DVD and Blu-ray, there's deleted scenes, a featurette on the making of it, and the footage premiere in London, in which they also do a bit of a, an honorarium to Heath Ledger. So yeah, rated PG as I mentioned, and it's probably for over 13s.
Okay. How many Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporiums do you give it?
I'll give it 8.
Okay, excellent.
Thanks.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.